The year before I came, I was in the archives. I studied everything. I knew more about Rollins than anybody here when I came up to be interviewed. One of our students, who was a senior at the time, had chained himself and some others to a fence at one of the corporations here. I don't know if it was Lockheed Martin or one of them, but because they were building, it was military material they were building, and there may have been some plutonium. I don't know, remember even the thing. But I thought, oh, it's interesting, campus activist students. Look at this, well, I'm going to enjoy that. That was the last major student thing like that. But anyway, I thought it was very interesting. But I had never heard of Rollins before I had, you know, gotten into the search. And I asked one of the people at Miami about what he knew about it. Always, because he was a native Floridian. Oh, he said, what did he call it? Oh, Jolly Rolly Collie. That's what we used to call it. He went to high school here. And I said, what? Jolly Rolly Collie? Oh, my God. So it didn't sound very auspicious to me, but here I am.